Well, you know, there are some wines that you may never have heard of. However, they are very pleasing to the palate, and they're also pleasing to your pocket.
That's good news. Here to talk about them, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, Scott Greenberg, in our Wine of the Week. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Hillary.
So there are many lesser-known wines and blends that have a lot of bang for the buck. Why don't you start with the 2010 Mencia?
Let's do that. From now, this is going to sound like a fairy tale. From a
yes.
small family winery located in the foothills now this is coming from Bayerzo region of Spain. The 2010 Bodegas El Agosto Mencia. Now the dark skin Mencia grapes are harvested by hand from vineyards averaging over 60 years old. It produces an intriguing nose featuring scents of smoked meat, black plum, and some dark currants. But the mouthfeel is what I love about this wine. It's juicy and luscious, and it supports these flavors of black and red cherries, red currants with just a hint of clove, red licorice, a velvety finish. Maybe this is what I want to drink with a chocolate cake, right? $25.
Well, let's head to Italy. What do you have there?
Well, near Lake Garda in the province of Verona, Italy, where I know two gentlemen are from, is the highly regarded wine region of Valpolicella. Now, this is known for its prized Amarone wines. Now, Hillary, take us home. How would you pronounce this wine?
It is the Lonardi Ripasso Valpolicella.
Molto bene. And this is the 2008 version. Now, Ripasso is the kid brother of the more popular Amarone. It's made from grapes that have been dried on rooftops in order to concentrate the juice. And then it's been added with must, which is the unfermented juice of a dry wine. Now, this particular offering is made predominantly from the Cordina grape. But it also has touches of rondinella and marinara. I said marinara, not marinara. And it offers up lovely flavors of condensed pomegranate, dark cherry, roasted coffee, dried herbs, and just these notes of dark cocoa, which highlight the charming finish. Only $25. Great wine.
Argentina, usually known for reds, but you got a white there, right?
I do. 2010, the Vina Alicia Tierra white wine from Mendoza. It's made from a blend of Riesling and Albarino and Savanin. Now, this wine is vinified without any oak, but it's allowed to ferment in extended contact with its yeast and other sediments. So it produces this really delightfully complex wine with aromas of lemon, lime, citrus, and nectarine and honeysuckle. But what I really like are the flavors of white peach and ripe nectarine and apricot. They just fill the mouth, coat the palate, and then the crisp acidity brings it all home with hints of Meyer lemon on the bright, clean finish. $30 worth every sip.
Ooh, Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Thank you, Scott. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of his recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.